When a child feels sick, one of the first things a parent does is reach for a thermometer. That common reaction got one man thinking. Inder Singh is a health policy expert. He wondered, what if the thermometer, in addition to measuring body temperature, could serve as a communications device? Could it then connect people with information about infections and gather real-time data on diseases as they spread? That is the idea behind Singh's health data business. The San Francisco-based company, called Kinsa, sells smart thermometers. Many people in the United States are sick with influenza this winter. In fact, this is reported to be the country's worst flu season in 15 years. Over the past several weeks, Kinsa has been following the spread and severity of flu-like symptoms across the country. The company says its findings are similar to those reported by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Singh told VOA that the CDC collects information about the spread of the flu from state and regional reports. But he adds, Kinsa is able to identify high rates of infection in even smaller areas or by cities. Fast and detailed information about how disease is spreading can make a difference during a health crisis. Singh said, if you knew when and where a disease was starting, you could target the people who needed the treatment and potentially prevent pandemics and epidemics from occurring. A Kinsa thermometer sells for anywhere between $14.99 and $49.99 in the U.S. Users connect the device through Bluetooth wireless technology to a smartphone app. The software program asks questions about a person's condition. The user's personal information is kept private, the company said. With its thermometers in 500,000 homes nationwide, Kinsa says it receives 25,000 temperature readings every day. The company cannot identify diseases or recognize differences between different kinds of diseases. But from gathering data about individuals' body temperatures and other information, Kinsa can report where flu-like symptoms are rising. In recent weeks, it found the flu has infected many people in two states, Missouri and Kansas. In addition to selling thermometers and advertising on its app, Kinsa makes money by selling data to businesses. Singh says that his company removes any personally identifiable information. The buyers, such as drug companies, want to know where and how sickness is spreading. They fill stores with products and change marketing plans if they know how a sickness is progressing. Kinsa has launched a program in schools where it gives away thermometers so parents can learn about the general health of the community. The company is also starting an effort with some U.S. businesses, which buy the smart thermometers for their employees. When an employee has a high temperature, Kinsa can inform the person about available health care assistance. Currently, Kinsa thermometers are sold just in the United States, but the company plans to sell them overseas. Imagine a living, breathing map where you can see where and when disease is spreading, Singh said. That's what we want. I'm Jonathan Evans.